USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning. The committee is to lay out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor of two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Democratic leaders are aiming for a final vote on those articles sometime later tomorrow. The president accused by Democrats of abusing power and obstructing Congress. Tornadoes strike parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. In Town Creek, Alabama, the police chief says,
"We have two fatalities.
We have two confirmed fatalities.
And at least four or five injuries."
In western Louisiana, officials say one person is confirmed dead from a tornado that the National Weather Service says cut a 65-mile-long path through that part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New Jersey lawmakers now sending their governor a bill to allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. And the Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has said he supports the plan, which would set up a two-tiered license system. Proponents of the measure approved yesterday say it will help improve safety on New Jersey's roads. More than a dozen other states have similar programs. New York's was implemented just a few days ago. The Epilepsy Foundation says somebody hacked its Twitter account in a series of attacks that were apparently meant to trigger seizures. The foundation says the hackers posted images of flashing or strobing lights under its Twitter handle. The attacks happening during National Epilepsy Month in November, when the greatest number of people would be following that feed. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees, now the record holder for most touchdown passes in an NFL career, four TD passes against the Colts last night, giving him 541. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A feel-good cable channel admits it feels bad about a recent decision about some commercials it's run. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Last week, following pressure from a conservative organization, the Hallmark Network pulled the ads by Zola showing same-sex couples, including this one.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
I do.
Now Hallmark's CEO has apologized for what he calls the wrong decision, and the company says it will work with Zola to start airing those ads once again. The Hallmark Channel also saying it will work with GLAAD to better represent the LGBTQ community going forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for a gallon of gas down 2 cents.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is 217. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at 364, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to 362 a gallon. In third place, Washington State.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.